Please rise for the prayers of the church. Typically at Peace, we uplift those concerns, those personal ones of people that we know and family members and situations. In today's moment of prayer, we're just going to observe a moment of silence for everyone to lift up a name or a situation up silently for each person. We bow in prayer. O God of life, fill our hearts with resurrection joy. Let the radiant beams of Easter's light shine into the depths of our souls. Send the news of Christ's victory over death into all the world. In the promise of Easter, take away from us the fear of death.
Renew us in the spirit of Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life.
O Lord, now use us and all we are to bring glory to your name.
Use us through our daily lives, our resources, and our prayers to be a blessing in our families, in our communities, and in our world.
O Lord, we pray for all who suffer affliction of body, soul, and mind, especially those impacted by the bombings in Sri Lanka this morning. Those recovering from surgery and those who may be close to death. Particularly, we pray for those we now name before you. O Lord, heal people in need of your special care and use us to express your love to them. O Lord, as we eat and drink together and share the very body and blood of our Lord, we ask that we may be united with Christ and with each other, that we may share his glory and that we may go our way and be his body in the world. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Just a couple words of instruction, too, as before we begin with our time of distribution. Communion will be done in a continuous line, so follow your usher. If anyone gets out of line, it's the usher's fault. Sorry, no pressure. I'm sorry. No, but follow the ushers as they guide you forward. Communion will be given with the bread, the host, and you have the option of individual cups or common cup. If you do take an individual cup, you will exit out this side aisle by the wall, and there is a bowl to place your individual cup. God's blessing as you celebrate and receive the gift of Jesus this morning.